WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour at the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, four astronauts are headed to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule to relieve Butch Wilmore and Sudie Williams, who've been in space for the last 9 months, despite their original mission that was supposed to last just 8 days. Led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, enough Senate Democrats voted to allow the GOP-authored spending bill to advance today and eventually pass this afternoon. It goes to President Trump's desk ahead of tonight's midnight shutdown deadline. The realization that a shutdown wasn't going to happen helped the stocks rally today to their best day in months. Dow up 674 points today. And President Trump spoke at the Justice Department today, saying, quote, "We're turning the page on corruption." Trump pledging to expose his enemies and called for the imprisonment of his opponents. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This Saturday, there will be a sale to provide area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. Project Seed will be at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center from 10 until 2. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for many years.
It's been well over 20 years. I can't tell you for sure, but I remember when it first started. It was back in the 80s when we had a problem when the milk price was really deflated. And the first couple of years, you had to bring a milk check along to show that you were having problem getting the right kind of money for your milk. And then I think I came along and said, now, wait a minute. People that are in the beef industry have just as much problem as the milk industry. And so that's kind of where I opened my mouth and got involved.
Steve Moore, who has been involved with Project Seed for at least 15 years, helps provide the seeds. There will be various types of seeds on hand, but you can order in advance to make sure you are able to get the type of seed you want.
We've got some 98-day, 105-day Roundup Ready ones, and then a whole spectrum of just straight conventional hybrids. Nothing really on the truck for the organic guys. We have that at the warehouse, but to keep it kind of slim down and simple so we can deliver at these sites, you can't bring the whole warehouse there. And we try and bring extras. Most of the guys will pre-order. It's a better price when you do that. That way we know how to load the truck and not overload it and start guessing what we may need this, may need that. We get 90 products.
If you have questions, call Steve Moore at 608-780-5460 or Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808. Project Seed will be held this Saturday from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat the UCLA Bruins today 86-70. Wisconsin was the 5 seed, the Bruins the 4. So how much does a win like this boost their confidence? Badgers guard Kamari McGee.
It builds that confidence even more than it already was, because we know like games like that Michigan State game, that wasn't really us. We are all great players who can shoot it, and we just got to keep shooting the shots.
The Badgers face Michigan State in the Big Ten semifinals tomorrow at noon. NFL. The Packers losing Eric Wilson in free agency. The linebacker was a standout on special teams the past 3 seasons. He's now headed back to the Vikings. And defensive back Eric Stokes has joined the Raiders and was asked, what's it like going from Green Bay to Las Vegas?
I absolutely love Green Bay, but after about 10 o'clock, there's nothing else to eat in Green Bay. So I'm really excited for like the food options here. Yeah, so I just can't wait.
That's Raiders defensive back Eric Stokes with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Large hail and damaging winds possible. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Currently at 75 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
It can happen. Let's light it up, folks. We got an hour to go here in our Nightlight week here. Great to have you with me. We've had some great texts. Our question of the night, in honor of International Pie Day, this is the wrong kind of pie, but it's more interesting than math pie. What is your favorite kind of pie? We've had so many great suggestions, I've forgotten that some of these exist, starting with key lime, which seems to be almost the consensus, I would say. Paul, do you have a favorite kind of pie?
There is only one correct answer here, and that is in Southern Door County, going and getting a Belgian pie.
What's in a bel? Is it cherries? I assume Door County, or
That's a popular one, but prune, poppy seed are more the traditional flavors.
Wow, I have to tell you, that does not sound appealing on any level.
A lot of people don't like them, but I understand why.
I love that you're standing firm though, and you have your. So is that your favorite? The prune. Belgian prune and poppy seed pie.
No, a cherry Belgian pie.
Okay,
would be my favorite.
But they make prune pie.
That is the traditional flavor.
No
prune,
kidding.
Prune and poppy seed. Yep.
I am curious. I do kind of want to try it because there must be something to it, right?
Oh yeah.
Fig Newtons never looked appealing to me when I was a kid. I always thought, why would you do that when you give chocolate and all that other stuff? But that does sound interesting. Paul Vandenplas is my guest here. He is the founder of the Wonderfully Wisconsin channel. It is fantastic. Check it out. We are getting through your text. How are we doing on text, Conrad? Are we?
We have one more text.
Oh, yeah. That looks...
Anna from Madison.
All right. Anna from Madison says, there is also a Norske Nook in DeForest. Does that ring a bell? Norske Nook.
Well... I think that was a place that Ellie was talking about.
Right? Oh, well.
But there's another one in.
Oh, down south or near Madison. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Well, I wonder which one we're closer to. Hey, we got a fun week coming up next week on Nightlight, folks. Some great guests, as usual. Todd Michaels will be here. We're going to be talking about aliens, which supposedly exist now, according to a new documentary. Todd will set the record straight. Dave Hansen, the brewmaster at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison, will be joining us. Christina Laurie from Up North News does great work. Scott Clace, actor from the show Bosch Legacy, who has been on every single season, is going to join us on Wednesday. Rob Thomas. Mike Toomey makes the popcorn pick of the week. A really fun week next week, too. But we got a whole hour to go here before we fully embrace the weekend. And Paul Vandenplas is helping us do that right now. So, Paul, I had a big question for you. So, I don't know where to start. Let's talk about your videos before we get back into some of the more fun food stuff. How much effort goes into that? When you're cutting, like Rob Brackenridge was here last night, comedian from Appleton.
Sure.
He did a quick video with us and he said, well, I have to edit it first. Now, I've edited things, but never TikTok videos or Instagram videos. How much work goes into that? And how long does it take?
Quite a bit. You know, for a 1 minute video, because that's what I try on TikTok. It's right around a minute.
Okay.
So I would say there's probably 45 minutes to an hour worth of editing, voiceover work, choosing the correct audio.
Yeah.
Because it's like I choose my music, and it's whatever music is going to be the feel for that video. So
okay.
it takes about an hour just for editing.
No kidding.
Yep.
For a one-minute video.
For a one-minute video.
I don't even have the attention span to sit through a one-minute video, so.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know how some people do, you know, movies. I can't even imagine now. Yeah. I understand why that takes 6 months.
I've done movies, and it takes forever. It is a very tedious process. That's why it's more appealing when you make little, like, they used to be Vines, and then there was Twitch. Right. TikTok now is the big thing. But, yeah, it seems like it would be more rewarding to shoot something and have it up that day. Like,
right.
Boom, you know? Do you get to eat for free when you go to some of these places?
Nope.
Do they notice you? No?
See? No, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm there to support these small businesses. So I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah, good for you. So is there somewhere you haven't been yet in Wisconsin that you're dying to go to or you can't wait to see it?
The Apostle Islands.
Oh, nice.
I have not done that yet.
Me either.
And it's what's cool about the Apostle Islands is, like, if you go in summer, it's a completely different experience than if you go in winter.
Right.
So it's so cool.
And they have those caves there you can kayak through, right? That looks just incredible. Yeah. Is that Bayfield?
Yeah, Bayfield area, yeah.
You think the bugs are bad up there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what is the best pie? Oh, I asked you that.
Yeah.
But that is that your favorite, or was that your saying that's the best?
No, I'm Belgian.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, specifically Wallonian Belgian.
Yeah.
So that's getting real deep Wisconsin.
Wow.
So that's where my family heritage, and I grew up eating those pies from that area, and I love them.
Is it nice to be part of an ethnicity that doesn't have a negative connotation? Like, nobody ever says, oh, that guy's Belgian. Watch out for him. Honestly, that's like,
sure.
You guys are friendly, and there's no, you don't really carry any baggage into a new friendship when you tell someone you're Belgian.
No,
right?
No, we got, yeah. we're known for our beer and chocolate. So, hey,
and waffles.
And waffles. So, that's right.
All right, there you go. What is the most bizarre place in Wisconsin you've seen?
Oh, God, that's got to be House on the Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah, that place is wild.
I have never been there either, and that's been on my list for years.
Oh yeah, it's so odd. Just but you're kind of in awe when you go.
Yeah,
there. It's just it's so different. It's way different than anything you'll ever see.
All right, best microbrewery.
Boy, let's go with Omega Brewing Works in Omro. It's the tiniest tap room you've ever seen. I think they can fit maybe 10 people in it. But they
really?
Are actually starting to win awards for some of the best beer coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
No one knows about them. Go there for that craft beer.
But be one of the 10 to get
be
in.
Be one of the 10.
All right. Favorite city in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that's tough. Let's go with Eau Claire. Or not Eau Claire. No. La Crosse.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people that I've had on the show, I don't ask them that question, but just because it's on the Mississippi and it's a little more hilly, what do you like about Eau Claire? Is it a people thing or more?
I mean La Crosse. I accidentally said Eau Claire. But for me, La Crosse, it's... For the size city that it is, it seems so much bigger.
Okay.
And their downtown is incredible. It's a really good foodie city. So if you're looking for good restaurants, they have a number of breweries there. If you're an active person, a ton of opportunities for hiking.
Oh, trails,
and
right? Yeah,
trails everywhere. Yeah. Getting out, doing kayaking on the Mississippi, fishing. Just
wow.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Conrad, we got a road trip. All right. So... Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Van Amplas is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. Check it out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's got quite a following. His videos have gone viral. I've never even gotten a sniff of a viral video. In fact, when I see other people's viral videos, they just get pulled. It's like I'm a cancer for viral videos. Paul has agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz. And again, now this is not, there's no studying required, Paul. I think you'll probably do okay. We've had some people crush it and a couple people that just did okay, but it's just a fun quiz. So it's multiple choice.
All right.
And Conrad, you get the bell ready? All right. Paul Van Amplas, founder, Wonderfully Wisconsin, taking the new, we should rename this, the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. Do you have any sponsorships open for?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We can work it out.
It'll cost you $5,000 a week. All right. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
Boy, I think that's Watertown, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Where's my bell? You got to go stereo on that. Where's the bell? Oh, okay. All right, one more time, Conrad. Ready? All right, Paul is one for one. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago. What's the name of the groovy Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That 70s Show.
We don't even have to read the multiple choices. He's just crushing it right out of the gate. Two for two. Number three, Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies?
I do believe that's Andes.
And we were worried about him. Like, we didn't want to embarrass him, and he's like embarrassing us. All right. Number four. No peeking, Paul. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988?
The one, the only, The Onion.
Bam! Is anyone else's ears ringing? What's going on here? All right, yeah. Number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Spiders. C, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's the Brewers.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay. I guess I believe you. All right. Number six. Paul is 5 for 5, crushing the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz, aptly named for his endeavors. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, D, 10 times?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go that with 20 times.
I'm sorry, Paul. It's D, 10 times. I would have... this is embarrassing. The first time I saw that, I would have guessed 100 times because I've been there in the summer.
Oh, it seems like it.
It really does. And 10 doesn't seem like that much, but it really is, though.
Wow.
But, all right. You're still doing very well. I would say, what is 5 out of 6? That's like a B plus, right?
Yeah.
Or a B?
Yeah.
All right. You got time to bring your grade up. Lots of time left in the semester here. Number seven. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Do I even have to read them?
No, I stood right on the spot. It's Manitowoc.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It's cool.
Manitowoc is correct. When I went there, I thought there was going to be more, like, a big plaque and pictures, and it's just this little round ring in the because it's in the road. They can't do much, but... it's really cool to see that.
They have a festival called Sputnik Fest, and it's one of the funkiest festivals in the United States.
It really is. It's very bizarre. I judged a costume contest there last year, and I don't know what happened, but I wore shorts. It was October, and I think I got hypothermia because everybody else there was in costume. I don't know what I was thinking, but it is a really fun festival. All right, number eight. Paul is 6 for 7, Conrad?
7 for 8.
7 for 8. No, because we've only read 7 questions.
Okay, yeah, you said it right.
It's a good thing you're not celebrating the other Pi Day because, okay, number eight, the first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Oh, man, let's go with Ozaukee. It's probably Dane. Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Paul is 7 for 8. I think if you get 9 for 10, everybody needs to go follow Wonderfully Wisconsin right now. Just a suggestion, right? It's a good way to help. All right, how are we doing on time, Connor? Are we good? Can we keep you through one more quick break? It's like a minute long, and then we have then we have to kick you out, Paul.
Okay.
I know you want to stay, but all right. Number nine, celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then Wisconsin U.S. Senator A. Gaylord Nelson, B. Aaron Rodgers, C. Tammy Baldwin, or D. Scott Lucas.
I believe that's Gaylord Nelson.
Wow, there's not even enough bells to go around. All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to do a very quick break, and then Paul's got 6 more questions. We got to be able to bang that out in the last segment before the news. Paul Vandenplas is here, folks. Check him out at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Great channel. We're coming right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got carried away. Going to the text line, what is your favorite kind of pie? Kate from the 715 says chocolate pie. That's a great answer. No derivative, just chocolate pie. If there's chocolate and pie, I think I said chocolate cream pie initially.
Yeah.
Before key lime reared its beautiful head. Bridget from the 818 says my favorite pie is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and any other day during the year, the best. Well, that narrows it down. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Those are great texts. Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes after the news for a Bar Band Friday night. Love the music Terry is bringing tonight and can't wait to talk to her about that. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our new friend, Paul Vandenplaus, who is taking our Wisconsin quiz. And is he 9 for 10, Conrad, or 8 for 9?
8 for 9.
8 for 9. All right. You ready, bud? All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near. B, beer for all. C, forward. D, whoop, sorry, I didn't see you there.
As much as I want to answer D, it's C, forward.
This isn't even, you could do this in your sleep, dude. 9 for 10. Paul Vandenplaus, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's here in the studio tonight taking the, this might be the first time we've ever given this quiz in person.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it true?
Yeah.
All right. Mark this day. Paul, big day. Where, number 11, where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
I'm not surprised you got that one. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Keel, D, Milwaukee?
That's tough, but let's go with Milwaukee.
Damn. All right. Instincts. He's embarrassing us, Conrad. Let me go back to the drawing board here. What is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, D, oriole?
Badger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wildlife animal, so it's probably the white-tailed deer.
That's a tough one. Reading that one and the typewriter. I'm surprised you got the typewriter because I don't think I would have gotten that one. But that the white-tailed deer, yeah. All right, so Paul is 11 for 13. Very respectable. Number 14, two more questions. What was the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936?
Oh, boy. Probably D107?
Oh, close. It's B104.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give you just a complimentary. 11 of 14, still nothing to sneeze at. Number 15, what famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe, B, Chris Farley, C, Mark Ruffalo, D, Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, nice. Closing strong. 12 or 15, not bad, Paul. That was a very respectable showing. Hey, this has been fun. We have a couple minutes left, and what I usually do when people come on the show, we talk about TV and movies a lot. Have you seen anything lately that you're excited about when it comes to binge-watching or a movie you saw or a kid's movie? You got two kids?
Yeah. I would say just Wisconsin theme, Green and Gold. Yeah. Incredible movie. It was nice. Very good. But no, my wife and I are watching Severance. Unbelievable. Love that show.
I got to check that out. Everybody that comes on the show talks about Severance.
Oh, it is good.
Why is it so good? Tell people, if they're listening, what you like about it. I don't know much about it. I know there's like, it's a science fiction type show, right?
Yeah.
That's about all I know.
I don't know. The cinematography is great on it. There's just elements of comedy that are just worked deep into it. You know, it's nothing slapstick. You know, it's none of that. And it's a very deep thinking show. You could rewatch it 5 times and you'll just notice different things.
Wow.
It is so good.
So you guys like the same TV shows as husband and wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that like? That must be nice.
It's great.
My wife and I used to be, and now she, like, they call it Netflix cheating. If you find a good show, you just, when the other person's out, you like watch all the shows. It's very unfair. So sure. I applaud you. All right. So let's say, all right, last question for you, Paul. What is the most, I think you kind of already answered this, most beautiful area of the state? Did I ask you that? It's Driftless
region.
So you make your home in Appleton now. What's your favorite? Got a couple more minutes, Conrad. What can we ask Paul? What's your favorite small town? 100,000 and 104,000. What's the population of Green Bay? 107.
I don't know.
Favorite small town in Wisconsin.
Oh boy, that's a loaded question. Well, I particularly like Pulaski. I went to high school there. And just a great farming community. Everybody knows everybody, but in a good way. You know, it's not too in your business.
Okay.
And being a part of a farming community, you know, you really get to see what real Wisconsin is like and how giving people are here.
Right.
You know, so I will always be forever grateful to have experienced growing up in a small community.
No wonder you liked Green and Gold so much.
Oh,
it's a great farm story, right?
It hit home.
Do you go to Door County much?
Oh, yeah. My best friend since first grade. He lives there. His whole family's from Southern Door County. His parents met at Southern Door High School. You know, like, so I've spent a lot of time in Southern Door County, Brussels, Namur area.
It's such a beautiful area. And we've had Anders, the director of the film, on the show twice. And both times I forgot to ask him where that farm was. I'm dying to know where that was because you could kind of see the water from it. And it was just so cool.
Oh, I'm going to figure that out.
All right. Well, continued success. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for coming to the studio. Just a really fun time and great meeting you, buddy.
Awesome. But likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love coming on here and just getting to talk about Wisconsin and what a great place it is.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't think people like... You know, I mean, whether you're on a bus traveling around playing high school sports or whatever, or going to the North Woods or in the bigger cities. Here's my last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Appleton or Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh.
Conrad.
I mean, I loved Appleton when I lived there, too. So.
Oh, you live there?
For like a summer, pretty much.
That's a cup of coffee, man. Come on.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Why? Just why? Just because you're raising your kids there? You probably have, or is it the actual city itself?
I think it's a little bit quieter than Green Bay. And there's a lot, you know, it's a good foodie city.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on. Nothing against Green Bay.
No,
I think it's just a little bit quieter.
You got the PAC there. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And, go to catch a T-Grats game, you know.
You have, it's definitely quieter. We sit here and we have mufflers going by outside here. We have to re-record stuff all the time. All right, Paul Vanenplas, this has been a pleasure. I hope you come back sometime and we're going to tweak that quiz. We'll get something going there. But continued success with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Follow him, folks, on all the platforms. We're coming right back on a Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find.
News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Celebrating the region's artist, Driftless Area Art Festival organizers have announced the 2025 event will return to Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove September 20th and 21st. What started as a way to promote art and artists of the Driftless has resulted in millions of dollars of positive economic impact over the past 20 years. The festival draws an average of 6,000 people and showcases 80 artists each year. Artists who live and create in the Driftless region of southwest Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and northwest Illinois, who create fine handmade art in 12 categories, which include drawing, ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, metalworks, mixed media, painting, pastels, photography, sculpture, and wood are invited. Information and application forms can be obtained from the festival website at driftlessareaartfestival.com. Applications will be accepted through Saturday, March 15th, and will be juried by members of the art community and festival community. Spring wildfire season is upon us, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging the public to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. Nearly 170 wildfires have burned over 450 acres already this year, according to the DNR, four times more than a typical year at this time. Burn permit suspensions will be in effect in several southern and central Wisconsin counties. Some minimal chances of rain are expected over the weekend, but fire officials anticipate the fire danger will be on an upward swing over the coming weeks until there is significant precipitation. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles, and debris burning continues to be the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says we are not alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Large hail and damaging winds possible. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kay will discuss the capitulation by Senate Democrats on the continuing resolution. Should AOC primary Chuck Schumer? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's kind of like Terry and I are kind of co-hosts of Bar Band Friday Night. I feel like I have a really fun, cool co-host for 30 minutes every week. When Terry Barr is here, she's the host of Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a great job. She joins us here every Friday night at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night. Great to have you, my friend.
Oh, Pete, how are you? Happy Friday, and the weather. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. I was in Madison for 3 days this week, and it was, I think it was 70 on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It was beautiful, though. And it's warmer in Green Bay today, I think, than it is in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that Milwaukee's a tropical paradise. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're a little farther north. I don't know. Yes. How are you tonight?
I am so good. Always happy to be here with you and Conrad and all of your amazing listeners. And it's fun because we talk about fun stuff. As the Max Inc. crew always says, we unplug from politics for at least a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's great to share music with everyone and to get the appreciation for local original music, which I love.
Which, not only that, but I've told you this before on the show, I had no idea there was this much local talent music-wise in Wisconsin. I don't know how you, every week, you show up with someone new that I haven't heard of, and they're great. And not that I'm Mr. Music, but I've, you know, I just feel like I can't believe there are this many undiscovered artists. And maybe on some level they are discovered, but I feel like they should be huge, you know?
I know. I agree. You know, there are times you go to a big concert and you listen and you think, yeah, these are amazing artists. Why aren't our artists being recognized for being as amazing? Somebody's going to break through soon. You know, somebody is.
Well, you're certainly doing your part on Max Inc. with a 6-hour radio show every Saturday night. I mean, you guys are definitely trying. Tonight's band, I love this name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Please tell me where that came from, if you know.
The ladies in this band, they are a trio of amazing women musicians from across southern Wisconsin. They are also in a million other projects, as everyone is.
Yeah.
But each of them brought the name to the band representing one of them. And rarely do you understand or get to know which one is which, Gin, Chocolate, or Bottle Rockets.
Why is that? They want to keep you guessing. Is that on purpose?
I think so, which I'm okay with that. When you see them on stage, they're so great on stage. Very lively, very active, very like pulling you in. But then you wonder, oh, is that the one that's Gin? No, wait, that one's Chocolate. No, oh, that one's Bottle Rockets. And then all of a sudden you realize you keep pointing at the same people and they just kind of love that.
That's great. I noticed on their website, it's not Gin, comma, Chocolate. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Is there a Gin, Chocolate, or is that just a...
No, there should... Oh, maybe they don't know, but there's three people, so there should be Gin for one, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I'm just a weirdo, too. I'm a writer, and I tend to stress over these things. It's just a website. You don't
have
to.
Where are the commas? How does it look? How does it read? I get it.
This is great, though. I love the title. So they're Madison-based. How did you find them?
Beth Killey is the main artist in this group.
Okay.
Beth is in four bands.
Oh, wow.
In the Madison area. She also does Girls Rock Camp Madison and Ladies Rock Camp Madison. So she is so willing to share her talents with everyone else who wants to learn how to be a musician, or at least be a musician for a week or a weekend.
I
feel so fortunate to know Beth. They moved away. Her husband is a doctor. And they moved away when he was doing his internship. And I was so happy when they came back. He's a musician, too. They actually met in the UW-Madison marching band.
No kid. Oh, that's that's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of local. Yeah. And this is great. They all sing. Oh, and by the way, if you scroll down the website, it's Gin, comma, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. So we can keep trying to guess.
Further down.
All right. So you sent three songs. We picked two. We put our heads together. I liked both of the originals. And I love the cover they did. So why don't we start, Con, with one of their originals? This is a song called Lean, Terry. Is this okay if we start with Lean? All right. Let's lean.
Absolutely.
Let's lean
this. This is a great way to hear them.
Yeah, this is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. The band Terry Bar on a Bar Band Friday Night is introducing us to tonight here on Nightlight.
Your wrist when you slammed the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You be giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment.
Don't shut them out.
Great song. Great song. And I was leaning towards the other one. Conrad kind of, he says, no, Lean is great. So I'm glad we went with Lean. Good call, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. Not that you would have been upset if we had gone with the others.
No, their original music is incredible. And what a showcase of vocals from these women. Again, I mentioned to you, Pete, Beth Keeley, this is her fourth band,
yeah,
along with all the other projects she does. She is a Verona person now, but originally from DePier.
Okay.
Jen Farley, this is her third music project. She's in Madison now, but originally from Cleveland. Huh. And then Shawnee Marks. She also has, this is her third project. She's a Baraboo girl through and through.
Wow.
But they play every instrument you hear, which is ridiculous.
And they sound great, like their voices, yeah, together. Is this the kind of trio, Terry, that would be willing to come into the studio in Madison when Pete Schwab is in town?
They would probably love it, Pete Schwab.
Well, seriously, though, would they just need, they almost sound like they could do a cappella, but would they just be fine with acoustic,
oh, yeah,
guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We have had them on MaxSync in the past, and they came in with keyboard, accordion.
Oh, I love that.
Shawnee from Baraboo plays accordion, and then Jen just brought in like hand percussion instruments.
Yeah.
And Beth is a guitar player.
They're great. Thank you for, yeah, that was a great song. Let's hear, okay, so now they have such great, like, original stuff, Terry.
Yes.
You sent a song, Sweet Dreams, which is a cover. Why? I'm just curious why they would cover, maybe they like the song, I don't know, but that's interesting to me when, yes, a band with such good original music goes with a cover. Outside of a concert.
And it's odd because between the three of them, they have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 projects going.
Oh my gosh.
Almost all of it is original music. And I've seen Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets quite a few times. And it's rare they play covers, but I think it's one of those know your audience.
Okay.
So they recently did a fundraiser where they played quite a few more covers because they thought the audience would appreciate that more, could sing along. They even had kazoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they did a kazoo, like, play-along song. So they know what's happening. They have figured out the art of getting the audience to go with you.
Well, it's fun, too, because when I saw Sweet Dreams, that's a famous song by the Eurythmics, and when it started, yeah, out, and I'm like, I think that's the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. But they had a cool arrangement with it, too. It sounds really,
yes,
good. So we will hear that song next from Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr is here. Check her out every Saturday night, almost every Saturday night, for Max Inc. Radio here on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday. Do they still replay it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So you got a lot, yes, of opportunities.
Same time.
That's so great. Okay. So if you haven't, obviously, check out Max Inc. Radio, but and they are featured this week? Is this?
They are in studio
this
week.
Oh, nice.
We are not back to the hour long, right, where we get to talk to a band for an hour and they play six songs. They are going to be in studio for a half an hour. So we're testing Rocker's health.
Okay. Wow. Great band,
yeah,
to
How
run
does
a...
his heart hold out for a half an hour of live music?
I have
for
a feeling.
For people that don't know, he did have a heart attack earlier, yeah, in the year. He is recovering remarkably well. Couldn't wait to get back to this. So they're in. They'll probably do two songs.
Okay.
And a half an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. We're going to do a very quick break here. Dave on the stream says there is Norsky Nook, Conrad, in DeForest.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then Terry, our mutual pal, Craig Knitt says, hi, Terry. Hey, Pete, stop over.
Craig.
Then he says, hey, Pete, stop over at the Tarleton before you head home. Meet Bill Rabane. Oh, I wish I could tonight. Green Bay Film Festival happening right down the street, folks. Check it out this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
We will be right back with more of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend Terry Barr. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down on the night shift. I bet you're
Conrad's dad weighing in on our pie question tonight. Steve from Florida says best key lime pie in Key West is Porky's in Marathon Key, 40 miles north of Key West.
Ooh.
They were the first to claim the title back in the day. Steve continues, anyway, we are actually at a pie party. Get together tonight in our little community. Over 70 different pies at the party, very sugared out at this point. Your dad's tripping on sugar right now, Conrad.
I am so jealous.
Terry, do you have a favorite kind of pie? Do you have a favorite kind of pie, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was like so into like Conrad and his parents.
You were thinking of 70 pies, yeah?
Oh my gosh! Cheesecake.
Oh,
does that count as a pie?
I don't know. There's cake in the title, but it seems more pie-ish to me.
It does. The way it's made, it's always like in a circle.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so here we have a second song. This is the song. This is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is here, as she often is on almost every Friday, pending vacation days. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Love the title. We heard Lean, and now we're going to hear Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Conrad, hit it, buddy.
Bop, 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 bop
seven seas, everybody's looking for something.
Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. Man, do they sound good together, Terry.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I'm so happy you enjoyed them. They are also playing the Mama Cares fundraising show in Madison.
Okay.
That's coming up March 30th. So we have been featuring bands playing that show. They are one of the bands. But by summer, they're going to be playing everywhere. They play a lot of vineyards.
Oh, okay. Hey, before I forget.
That seems to be a favorite spot. Outside, open air.
Yeah. Food. Before I forget, we have about a minute left. Maybe not even. So can we get a Bambi's plug in? I know that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, I have a segment airing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, he works with the Bammies. The Bammies are in the second year in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin area. That show, oh my gosh. Pete, it's grown to two nights. One night last year for the first year. It's only the second year, two nights. March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton. Find it all on the Tarleton website. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun, so much great live music in Green Bay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. As always, my friend, my Bar Band Friday Night friend. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Love Thank you too. To everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to Terry. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaz, and all your texts and calls. Always fun here on a Friday night on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
I'll take me to your best friend's house. Mama Lane, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
News from the center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This evening at the Kennedy Space Center.
2-1. Ignition and lift off. Go SpaceX, go NASA Crew 10.
Four astronauts blasting off on a SpaceX Dragon. Two of them will be replacing Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who've spent over 8 months on the International Space Station. The possibility of a government shutdown tonight was shut down when 10 Senate Democrats, including Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, joined with Republicans to move a GOP spending bill to a final vote. It passed that. Now it'll be signed by President Trump tonight. On Fired, we're hearing from sources that some probationary federal workers at the General Services Administration who had been terminated by DOGE received notices today that their employment had been temporarily reinstated and that they were being placed on administrative leave. Sean Diddy Combs pleading not guilty today in the latest version of a federal indictment charging him with 2 decades of sex trafficking crimes. This is ABC News. Top diplomats from the Group of Seven Nations have agreed on a joint statement supporting Ukraine.